In recent days, Congolese forces captured the remaining hilltop rebel strongholds in the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo, or DRC, a defeat that convinced the M23 leader to call for an end to the armed rebellion. After a briefing from the head of the UN peacekeeping mission, called MONUSCO, France's UN ambassador welcomed the news.
This is a success for the Congolese army, but also, of course, for the UN and the MONUSCO, which has acted on the basis of Resolution 2098, which had been tabled and proposed by France.
UN blue helmets, as the peacekeepers are sometimes called, have been stationed in the DRC for decades to keep the peace. Facing a stubborn insurgency, the UN Security Council last March created intervention brigades, a division of peacekeepers armed with heavy weaponry and charged with taking the fight directly to insurgents. Peacekeeping expert Arthur Botellis says the bulk of the credit belongs to the Congolese army and that the military victory now lays the groundwork for a political resolution to the conflict.
I think the fact that the intervention brigade together with the reinforced FARDC basically showed overwhelming force. Maybe, I'm now speculating, may have played a part in the M23 basically retreating and eventually surrendering. The use of force in a peacekeeping context especially can be useful at a tactical level to create space for a political process, right? It can be useful as a deterrent as well.
The two sides plan to sign a peace deal on Monday, marking an official end to a conflict that's displaced hundreds of thousands of people. But even with the M23 surrender, Security Council members are well aware the fight isn't finished. Here's China's permanent representative to the United Nations, Ambassador Liu.
The situation is still very complex on the ground. We do realize that it is not the end of the road if we work out an agreement between the government of the DRC and M23. There are other groups that are still in the region.
Rwanda is now pushing for Congolese and UN forces to turn their sights on the FDLR rebel movement, comprised of ethnic Hutus involved in Rwanda's 1994 genocide. The UN repeatedly accused Rwanda, however, of supporting the now demilitarized M23 movement. Quinn Bowman, New York.